Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. More praising, less complaining. Amen. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. Constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love. The outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. His word, his only begotten son, died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime. It continues to keep doing for us. Amen. Because his mercy endures forever. He protects his people. He keeps his promises. Praise the Most High, people. Praise him. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, comfort one another, support each other, intercede for each other. All those good things, people. All the brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Most definitely, y'all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the gathering and the fellowships and the sound doctrine and love. Much love to all the great tribulation saints. Much love to all the brave, courageous believers who died before us, all the martyrs out there and future martyrs, all the isolated believers who are being persecuted and going through a lot for the faith. Much love to all of you. Much love to the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, race, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there. Anyone who just became a believer, God bless you. Anyone who just gave your life to Christ, who just got baptized, God bless you. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Love you all. Welcome. Most definitely all. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all race, all faces, all kindreds, all tongues. Everybody, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice, y'all. Let us sing a new song. Let us clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Pray without ceasing. Cry out to him. Expose yourself for the Most High, people. Amen. Always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship his spirit and truth. Most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is pulling up with them angels, and it's going to be serious. Amen. So let us keep our lamps and our oils. Let us stay ready for the Messiah's return. Let us keep the commandments, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of Jesus, keep the faith, the gospel. Constantly keep doing a great commission. Constantly spreading the gospel. Keep being doers of the word. Getting your purpose and your calling and handle it. Amen. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and all types of various ways of communication. Let's be better listeners and be more obedient to the Most High. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statutes, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our task, assignments, handle that, people. Whatever the Father gave you, handle it. Amen. Most definitely, people. So I pray that all of you are staying strong and encouraged out there and taking it one day at a time. Much love to everybody listening. Okay, prayers up for everyone. So in today's message, we will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scriptures. And then we will close out with we will read on this commentary. We will go through this commentary. And then we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. We will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, Psalm 97, verses 1 through 12 in its whole entirety. Recommended reading, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. The book of Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. And also the book of Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. The title of this commentary is Shelter in the Storm. Have you ever experienced a huge thunderstorm? Not just an average rain shower and lightning show, but a real deluge. The power goes out and traffic crawls because downed trees and the bricks blocks the road. The rain pours out of a black sky and lightning and thunder come right on top of one another. Those of us who believe more fervently in worship than in the weather report see these events as evidence of God's power at work in the world. That's what this psalm illustrates. In the imagery of Psalm 97, we see God at work, surrounded by an unprecedented storm. What kind of God seems so terrible that when he goes to work, why is the God of love pictured here at the center of a storm? The songwriter offers answers that are evident in structure of this psalm. First, God's power is in nature is one way that God reveals himself. The fire and thunder display to the nations God's power and judgment, a fact that should be evident to all who witness these events. The central verse, see verse 7, brings out the second answer. There is a distinct dividing line between those who understand the force behind the storm and those who worship the storm itself. The former praise the creator behind the tempest, while the latter live their lives in fear of the storm's fury. They lack the proper perspective to their own shame. Here, the songwriter stemly commands the false gods to worship the true God. See verse 7. Imagine your television set falling face down and raising its cord to the heavens, or your checkbook opening itself and falling prostrate before God. When we set our hopes on such pale and insignificant matters, how terrible life becomes when a storm and our hearts sweep away those irresistible toys or pleasures or what have you. The rest of the psalm speaks of Zion's joy, that the Lord reigns and that the light of his favor rests on those who are faithful to him. This reminds us that those who love God and hate evil can have security and confidence when facing life storms. God promises this as his final and lasting answer. Although the Lord seems so amazing at the center of the storm, he is not to be identified with the storm. Rather, he's the hope and shelter within the cloudburst. When the world seems dark, light enters in. God infiltrates the storm and works to save us. That's the powerful promises of his character. That's why all the earth is glad and the distant shores rejoice that the Lord reigns. Do you? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What storms have you found yourself weathering recently? Do you attempt to withstand the storms of life yourself, or do you find shelter in God's arms? How can you become a man who genuinely rests and rejoices in the fact that the Lord reigns? Amen. Whatever storm you are going through, people, praise the Lord through it all, y'all, because the way he's going to get us through this storm and the glory he's going to get after the storm is going to be so amazing. Amen. So we're going through different storms, different seasons, all those things. Keep your head up, people. Stay strong. Keep your eyes constantly fixed on the Messiah. Amen. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. Amen. So that is the commentary. All right. He is the shelter in the storm. Praise him. What I'll love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. I praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. Most definitely. He's the God of Shem. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He's the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise him. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later, y'all. Praise the Messiah, y'all. He is excellent, awesome, worthy. All those amazing things, y'all. Praise him. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. The advocate, the almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the day spring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord. God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my portion. He is my strength, my rock, my redeemer, my salvation, my healer, my redeemer, my provider, our good fortress, our high tower, our refuge, our shield, our buckler. Praise him, y'all. Praise him, our high tower. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yahusha, Yahusha, Ahaya Shai, Adonai, Yahuwah. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Search and seek with all your heart. You will find him, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Praise him, y'all. Praise him. Hallelujah, y'all. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God's going to be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God's going to be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever, y'all. Praise him. Ask the Father, whatever you have to, in his son's name, it'll be given to you, y'all. Praise him. He got us, y'all. He will get you through that storm. He is with you all the way through. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He is the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the Revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he's the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him, y'all. He is the abundant life, the water of life. Praise him, the bread of life, y'all. Praise him. We know that every word of God is pure, true, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. We know that every word of God is on point and like fine silver, as David said in Psalms. We know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all, so anybody out there going through a struggling season or a crazy storm or things they can't figure out, just know that the Most High got you. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world are going through it too and praying for you in the process. Amen. You pray for me, I pray for y'all. Amen. Most definitely. So that's the word right there, okay? He is a shelter in the storm. He got us, y'all. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Prayer for you all. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.